News.
Since the new federal health care law kicked in, we've been reporting on Washington State's efforts to sign people up. Lisa Brooks was just telling you about how wait times are up at the consumer helpline for people interested in signing up for Washington's health insurance exchange. Well, so far, the focus has been on people who don't have insurance, but there is another population that officials are really trying to get covered, and that is people behind bars. King County is trying to get prison inmates health care when they're released. The hope is that will reduce the odds they will end up back in jail. Here's KUOW's health reporter, Ruby DeLuna.
47-year-old Tony sits in a bare room with concrete walls at the King County Jail in downtown Seattle. He's wearing a standard-issue orange uniform. There's a scar on his forehead. Jennifer Woodard, a release planner, helps him fill out a form to apply for Medicaid.
So this isn't a guaranteed. This is just saying that you understand that you've given me the most correct information that you're...
Okay.
So just after Tony signs the form, Woodard explains what to expect next.
We will submit it the day you're released with the idea that we'll be able to connect you with medical care and inpatient treatment on that day also.
Great.
That's a goal. Okay. It's pretty lofty given that we don't know what's going to happen at court on Tuesday, right?
Tony has been in jail for 4 days for not appearing in court when he was supposed to. We're not disclosing his full name for privacy. He has a list of medical issues, an enlarged liver, a seizure disorder, and hepatitis C. He says getting health coverage is important.
They can give me meds to help me with my condition.
Tony also has a long history of alcoholism. He's had many periods of sobriety. Last fall, he stayed sober and was able to get a job. Over the years, he's done a variety of work, laying bricks, processing fish, washing dishes. But he started drinking again and wound up back on the streets. Tony wants to get treatment for his alcohol problem. He says he wants to get better so he can see his daughter again.
She said, Dad, I'm not going to bring my kids around you or my husband or myself until you straighten up. I mean, you know how that made me feel, you know?
How did that make you feel?
I felt like dirt, you know? That's my daughter. That's my flesh and blood, you know? I want to break down and cry, but then I thought, maybe she's right.
Tony has a court date the following week. By then, he'll know when he'll be released and when he'll be able to start treatment. This isn't Tony's first time in jail. He's cycled through the system more than 20 times, mainly for misdemeanor offenses like theft, burglary, or failing to appear in court. The jail is full of people like Tony who have complicated medical, behavioral, and substance abuse issues. Jennifer Woodard says most of them don't have health coverage, so jail is one of the few places where they get attention for their conditions.
Maybe they're schizoaffective and on meds. They weren't on meds when they came in, but they're on meds now. We've got them stabilized. They're seeing our psychiatrist in custody. They're doing pretty well. They're stable.
Woodard says signing them up for health care helps ensure that they'll remain stable when they leave jail.
Because if they don't and they go off their meds because they don't have the health care coverage or they don't have that counseling appointment set up, the likelihood of them coming right back to jail is pretty high.
Many of the inmates will likely qualify for Medicaid. It didn't used to be this way. The health care program for low-income families typically covered mothers and their babies. Under the Affordable Care Act, Medicaid has expanded that it now includes childless adults.
This really opens the door for them getting the care they need.
Betty Pine manages health services for the county's inmate population. King County is not alone in getting inmates signed up for coverage. Around the country, corrections departments see the expansion as an opportunity to connect inmates with the services they need. In Washington, the managed care organizations that will work with Medicaid clients are not just insurance carriers administering services.
The insurance companies themselves also have caseworkers and social workers that work with them that we want to hook up with our release planners so they can be working together.
Pine says the idea is to make sure there's follow-through when an inmate leaves jail. It increases the likelihood of a successful transition. There's another reason why Medicaid is getting a lot of attention in counties and courts. According to a recent Pew study, the cost of inmate health care has risen in 42 of 44 states. Washington's correctional health care spending nearly doubled during the last decade. It's too early to say what effect Medicaid expansion will have on costs and whether it does provide the kind of intervention that planners envision. For now, it's addressing one of many issues that inmates like Tony face when they're released. Back at King County Jail, Tony's meeting with Jennifer Woodard wraps up. He makes a request.
If it's possible, when we go to court, could you let my attorney know all this is going down, right?
And we're working on it. Yes.
Okay, you know,
it's not guaranteed because we don't have a bed date because we can't do that until we have a release date. But okay. I can let him know what your goals are and what you would like to see happen and what we've done so far.
Okay, great.
Tony got what he hoped for. Since his meeting with Woodard, a judge suspended his sentence so he could start alcohol treatment at a residential facility. He remains in jail until a bed becomes available. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.